Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We hope you enjoyed your Father's Day celebration yesterday. We sure enjoyed ours at Living Word Church. We want to thank everybody who came out and was a part. We had a spectacular time as we celebrated the Father of our house, our Father in heaven, our Creator, our Father Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit, all these things together. We had a mighty celebration. So we want to thank everybody who was a part, and we're going to continue this week with the teaching, When the Spirit Leads, Fruit Grows. When the Spirit leads, fruit grows. And last week we spent a lot of time talking about love, which all the other fruits are rooted in. So when we are rooted in love, then it produces all the fruits that follow. We talked about joy, and we began speaking about peace. So this week, we're going to be picking up with peace and moving through long-suffering and kindness.
And I just want to add, as we go into the teaching this week, that spiritual fruit is the evidence of spiritual growth. So spiritual growth, the evidence of spiritual growth is a fruit. So we can't say that person is growing spiritually unless we get the evidence. And we're going to look at what's already evidence. Mm-hmm. That's it. We have to examine the Word of God and look at how the Word of God break it down, guys. Mm-hmm. He break it down. Mm-hmm. And the whole team, when the Spirit leads, fruit grows. Mm-hmm. So a Spirit-filled life produces what? Fruit. Mm-hmm. A Spirit-filled life produces growth, produce fruit, be filled with the Spirit. Doesn't mean I have the Spirit and go around and tell everybody that I'm filled with the Spirit. But it now comes for me to produce the fruit of that Spirit.
And the things that are listed, yes, as the fruit of the Spirit aren't religious tradition.
That's right.
So if you just think of the simplicity of the fruits of the Spirit,
yeah,
you know, it's as when I say simplicity, I'm just talking about the verbiage. But in order to do it, it's more than
yes.
It's not simple,
yeah,
if we're not rooted in love.
Yes.
But love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Doesn't say the fruit of the Spirit is how many hours you could pray.
Right.
Doesn't say the fruit of the Spirit is how many times you go to church.
Yes.
Doesn't say the fruit of the Spirit is how loud that you clap your hands. Doesn't say the fruit of the Spirit is when you shake and fall.
Yes.
Those things are not noted here as the fruit of
the Spirit.
And when you think about evidence, we've all watched some, you know, good TV shows for crime solving shows. The evidence always leads back to something.
Yes.
Right? So the evidence, when people see evidence, then it leads back to something. So when we allow the love of God, when we allow the goodness of God to operate through us and we are displaying the fruits of the Spirit, it leads back to Christ.
Yes.
And that's an evangelistic tool in how we go about our day and how we operate as we interact. Do we operate in love? Do we operate in joy? Do we operate in peace? Are we kind to one another? Do we have evidence of self-control in our life, faithfulness, goodness, gentleness, all these things? It leads back then to Christ.
Yes. So rooted in Christ will produce evidence. When I says a person is rooted in Christ, then we must get the evidence. And like you say, Pastor Dan, it goes back to something. Mm-hmm. And on the scripture clearly teaches where Jesus says, I am the true vine and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch that is attached to me, are rooted in me, produce fruit. Mm-hmm. He says, clear. Mm-hmm. Rooted in Christ Jesus produces mm-hmm. fruit. Mm-hmm. You cannot claim that you are in Christ and does not produce fruit. Mm-hmm. Then that's a false claim. Mm-hmm. Because in John chapter 15, it tells us, I am the vine. Mm-hmm. And it didn't just say, I'm the vine. It says, I am the what kind of vine?
True
vine. Mm-hmm.
So you can't say you are a Christian and you have the fruits of the Spirit when you go around being angry, when you go around gossiping, when you go around hating people, and then you go, praise the Lord. But no, you have to look at the fruit.
Yes.
And they show the fruits of the Spirit.
Yeah.
And if they're not showing these fruits of the Spirit, then you have to question, well, do they really mean it when they say they are a Christian? But, of course, that is actually between them and God. But we're talking about peace today, and peace is something that can come about with no understanding. Sometimes our minds torment us. Something happens in our family or something we can't control, and we get our mind tormenting us, and that torment is not peace. So the only way we can get that peace is by turning towards God and let his peace come over you. And, you know, we can say to people, you know what? All of a sudden I had this tremendous peace, and I don't know why, because the situation never changed. But what did change is my peace, because I connected to God in the Spirit and he filled me with his peace. That's the peace we're talking about, the peace that comes inwardly, the peace when the spirits connect, the peace that comes only from God, that when things go wrong, you have a way out to turn to God, and he will give you the peace that we need in order to survive the circumstances that we're in that are causing us to not have the peace.
And how do we know that? Because Jesus tells us.
Yes.
In John chapter 14, verse 27, he says, peace I leave with you, my peace I Amen. Give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So he's letting us know that we don't have to receive a troubled heart. We don't have to receive fear. He says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Why? Because we have peace. What peace do we have? The peace of Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. a peace that cannot be found in the world, but a peace that has been gifted to us through Christ Jesus. So it's not contingent upon our circumstances. It's contingent upon our relationship and us receiving it from Jesus. You know, anytime we receive a natural gift, we have to open it in order to utilize the potential that's within the packaging.
True.
We have to put it, you know, to use.
Yes.
We just put it on the shelf and we never open it, we're never going to receive the benefit of it. So we can know, hey, I got a gift up in the closet, but if we never open it and never partake of it, we're not going to have the benefit of it. So Jesus has given us here this gift of peace. He said, I give it to you. You don't earn it. He's already given it to us. We're not waiting for it. He's already given it to us.
Amen.
But what do we have to do? We have to open it and we have to access it, because we're not operating in a peace of our own or a peace of our circumstances or the peace of the setting or of our emotions. We're operating in the peace of Jesus Christ. It's a prepared place of peace, and it's internal. It's a deposit within us, so we can access it no matter what is going on around us.
So in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. Mean. That's number one. The fruit of the Spirit is love. Joy. We talked about those two last week. This week, we're going to peace. So peace and long-suffering. Yeah, so we hope we can cover those two this week. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. So love produce what? Joy. Love produce what? Peace. Love produce long-suffering. So there can be no joy if there's no love. There can be no peace if there's no love. There can be no long-suffering if there's no love. So, and today, as we go into our study, and we want to lay that solid foundation, how peace is important. Mm-hmm. Why do I need peace? Because we live in a chaotic world. We live in a chaotic world. So peace reminds us there is a calm in the middle of chaos. Mm-hmm. So when do I know I have peace? Pastor Dan and Pastor, when do I know when I have peace? When do you know that you have peace? When there's a calm.
Yeah, when you're not bouncing off
yes.
the wall.
When there's calm yeah. in the chaos.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Not calm in the calm.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Calm in the chaos. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's when you know you have peace.
Mm-hmm. When you're anchored in a raging storm.
Come on. Yeah.
When you are anchored in a raging storm and yes. you have the assurance
yes.
that it's all things are going to work out for my good.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what's going on around me. I have Jesus Christ, the peace that cannot be found in the world. That peace is within me.
Yeah. And that's why I said the peace of mm-hmm. God that passeth mm-hmm. all mm-hmm. human mm-hmm. understanding. That will keep you steadfast mm-hmm. and secure. That's the peace. Mm-hmm. That's the peace we are teaching about this week. That's the peace we are talking about. Mm-hmm. So I encourage you, or we three encourage you to stay tuned all this week and glean with us from the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And we don't know what you might be going through. I don't know what you might be going through. There may be a raging storm going on in your life right now, but I hope that by the time we finish this week broadcast, there will be calm. Mm-hmm.
It tells in Philippians chapter 4 the recipe to keep ourselves in this peace that surpasses all understanding. And it has to do with the way we think, what we choose to meditate on, the thoughts that we allow to access our mind, to embed and program our mind. So when we are meditating on things that are love, when we're meditating on things that are full of joy, it will produce the peace yes. in any storm. Make your day count. Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.